Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we're talking about one of the topics that gets us the most excited in the last year. We're going to be talking about solar, and we're going to be talking about solar with Mark Spilsbury. He's the business development manager at Go Power. He's also a really nice guy, and he's a great representative of his entire country. He's from Vancouver, Canada.
I don't know if he wants that kind of pressure. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, what we love the fact, and we say this all the time to our listeners, Go Power is really committed to solar education. And we appreciate that. And we're trying to take advantage of that, right? So first of all, you guys put out that book at gpelectric.com/ebook. It's that RV solar reference guide that everybody can use to kind of get comfortable with the basics. But you also agreed to come back on the show to talk about something that we didn't talk a lot about last time. The last time you were on the show, we went over kind of our big, huge solar install, right? I mean, we have a toy hauler, we got panels, we got the inverter, we had the solar controller.
Got six batteries.
Yeah, I mean, we really outfitted that rig for great solar capability. But you know what? Not everybody wants to do that. And we asked you to come back on the show to talk about another kind of solar power that's out there, which are those portable kits and maybe a better option for some people. So that's kind of what we're going to focus on. But let's start by just comparing the two. If somebody has a new RV or an old RV that they want to outfit with solar, if they're thinking, well, do I want to install a solar power system in my RV or do I just want to go with a portable kit? How do they even go about deciding between the two?
Right. Okay. Well, I guess when they're first deciding, the portable systems are a lot easier. It's something they can pack up and set up when they want to. But really, we kind of want to look at how much power they actually are using, so we set them up with the right size kit. So a lot of people, like you're saying, they don't go dry camping that often or off the grid that often. But when they do, they just want to make sure the batteries don't run out of power. And that's where a portable kit works great. The other little benefit with portables, and depending on where they are RVing, like up my way, a lot of the campsites are like heavily treed. So when they are out there, you know, the panels that you'd think to put on the roof may be in the shade a lot, or the portables you can put out in the sun, that kind of thing. So when they're looking at which ones to go with, it's partly their RVing style, partly how much power they're actually going to need, because obviously on the roof you can get a lot more solar up there than you would on the ground, and just what they're trying to accomplish with it, really.
So what can you accomplish with a kit? I mean, what types of things are you going to be able to power? I mean, just give us the 101 version of this that's, you know, truly explaining it to the person who's just thinking about solar for the first time.
Right. So just solar, it doesn't actually power anything. It's just a battery charger, obviously, whenever it's light out and it's put in the sun. So all your 12-volt loads are going to be that are running off your battery system are going to be maintained if you have the right amount of solar. So with the portables, we do kind of like small, medium, large. They come in now. There's a 90-watt, 130-watt, and a 200-watt. And the bigger you go, the more power they produce per hour. Solar is kind of funny because everything's rated in wattage, but we really don't care about the watts. It's really the amperage that they produce. So the 90 is roughly like, you know, 4.5 amp hour battery charger, the 130 is 6.5, and then the 200 is like a little over 11 amps per hour that it can produce and put back into your battery.
So let's just go back and talk about the 12-volt issue that you just said. I think that this is something that initially it was hard for me to wrap my head around, so I think it might be true of our listeners as well. So there's, you know, two kinds of power, you know, that our appliances and our lights and everything use in our RVs. Could you kind of explain the two different types and explain, like, how they're powered differently and how they need different setups?
Okay, for sure. So 12 volts is obviously battery power, things that run off your battery. So in an RV, it's most commonly your lights, which are now mostly LED, which is great because they draw really next to nothing. Your water pump, then there's little things like your propane alarm,
stereo,
fridge circuit boards, that kind of stuff. The 12 volt fans that are running, they're running off the battery. The stereo, sometimes now it's even 12 volt refrigerators, 12 volt TVs. Then there's the AC power, or like household power, 120 volts, that you need to either be plugged in to an RV park or at the house, or have a generator going, or have an inverter, which converts that battery power to AC power to run like the microwave, your air conditioner, bigger loads that you have, or if you want to run like your DVD player or charge your electronics, that kind of thing.
Or your outlets. I mean, if you want to be plugging in a coffee machine or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that that was very helpful for me when I really wrapped my head around that, like kind of almost like two systems in the RV that I had to understand how they work together. So that 12 volt and that 120. And then when we installed our solar, our inverter allowed us to take all of that solar power in charged batteries, right, and to transfer it into our 120 volt outlets and all of that and everything and run everything in our RV.
Right.
So yes. A portable kit does not necessarily give you that same capacity, or can you use your portable panels along with an inverter and get all that we get out of our system?
Yeah, it's all the same. So the thing that they share, so solar, like I was saying, it's always 12 volts. It's just charging the batteries. Doesn't matter if it's portable or rooftop or how you want to create it. That's always charging the batteries. And then what the common thing is the battery. It's like the gas tank. So the inverter is then taking that battery power, if you have an inverter, and converting it from 12 volts into 120 or 110 volt power that you, like you would get out of the house. That's the common thing. So you could have a rooftop system, doesn't matter. It's going to be charging the batteries, and then you have your inverter to convert that power if that's what you're trying to do. Some people don't want to have their outlets or their microwave or their coffee pots work. They just want it for 12 volts, and that's fine. That's where portables are an easy solution for that. It's when you do want to go and have all the household comforts running, like you know, your microwave, you want your outlets, you want all the bigger loads, your coffee pot maker. It's usually where you have an inverter system, and then you have a larger rooftop solar system as well.
So let's talk about GoPower's offerings when it comes to portable kits. Like, could you just, again, walk us through what you guys have and some price points for our listeners if they want to check these out?
Sure. So we've just kind of been transitioning from last year. We used to do an 80-watt and a 120-watt, and now the cells are basically getting more efficient. So our panels are getting more – they're putting out more power. So the 80 has transitioned to a 190, and then the 120 is transitioned to a 130, and then we've added a 200 as well. So the way the portable panels work, there's two panels, and basically they fold together. They have little support legs so you can tilt them to face the sun, and there's a bunch of different connectivity that comes with them. We give you like a ring terminal set to like a preset up to hook to your battery. You can leave it there so it's got a quick connect. There's a set of alligator clips. So if you had like a boat battery or another toy where you wanted to move it to, you can do that. And there's a bunch of different adapters in there for the different OEM type setups that are out there. But yeah, just to say it again, so like even though they're rated in watts, it's sort of confusing, but that's, you really care about the power they can create in amperage, because your batteries are always rated in amps. And if you look at all your devices that you're trying to power, on the back with this little, you know, or on the bottom of the device, there's always a spec that tells you how many amps they draw. So it's part of a calculating formula we want to figure out. So if you go to our website, there is a calculator to punch all your things in, and you know what kind of power you need. But the
That's gpelectric.com, right, Mark? Yeah. So if people go to, and GP let's Electric. Stop there because I was going to ask you about that resource. So if people go to gpelectric.com, you have a solar calculator there. And people can kind of be led through the process of putting in what they want to run. And you're saying they can find that out by looking at the individual appliances themselves and what they're saying they draw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if they don't know for like the basic stuff, like their lights and the fans, that's all in there. But there's always a spot for other, because not every RVer is the same. You may want to bring something different than no one else has. Or like me, you've got a bunch of kids. So maybe I'm taking using more power than the average couple with maybe two kids, like you guys yourself. So it's all an equation. I wish it was one size fits all for everybody, because that'd make our lives super easy. But it is, everybody's a little bit different. We're trying to size it right for the right type of RVing that the customer wants to do.
Could you give us a price range for the portable kits, just so people have just a general sense of what they're spending? And we would like that in Canadian and the exact American equivalent to the penny.
Okay, to the penny. We don't even have pennies anymore. Give me 1 second and I will tell you. While I'm clearing all the things on my desktop, just so I can say it again. So like that 90 watt produces about 4.5 amps per hour. But 130 is 6.5 amps or 6.7 amps per hour. And then the 200 is a little over 11, so 11.4 amps an hour, which is a lot of power. But before I go into the pricing stuff too, but during the RVing season, like we're in now, usually it's like, you know, from mid-May to like mid-October, somewhere in there, the average amount of sunlight people are usually going to get is a little over 6 hours per day. So when we're doing the math, that's about what we use to calculate it. It's obviously going to be higher if you're in a sunny state or like in California or Florida during those times versus up my way. But that's on average just what we do when we size it.
You can take the amps per hour that you just gave us. You can multiply it, you're saying, by six. And then have how many amps total you would be able to get sort of in that like 24-hour period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because obviously like in the morning, the sun's lower on the horizon. So there's a little bit less in the morning, a little bit less in the evening, but that's kind of how it is. With portables too, you kind of want to put them out, you know, you try to face it south so it's going to capture the most sun that you can. But if obviously you're in and around the RV, you can move it around if you want to capture more. But give you ideas. So the MSRPs on them, so our retail pricing is $485 for the 90, $680 for the 130, $660, and then $890 for the 200. But we do have usually you'll find it a little bit less than that through all the online sellers and through the dealerships.
I was joking about converting, but were those Canadian dollars or American dollars?
I was working American, so those are American for you.
he knows we can't convert, we're
obnoxious that way. So, you know, look, if you're thinking about like if you want a serious installed system or a portable kit, it could just be a price point issue for people too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously less expensive to get a portable kit.
It's definitely less expensive. It's all it comes in a nice like hard canvas carrying case, so you can pack it up, put it away when you aren't using it. But compared to the rooftop systems, a big thing that I'm working on with a lot of the RV OEMs is to pre-wire for solar, because if you want to install a rooftop system, the hardest part usually is running all the wires through the walls after the fact, so that can eat up a lot of time in on the labor side of the installation. Our most popular rooftop system is our Overlander kit, which is our 190 watt panel. It puts out a little over 9 amps per hour, but installed, it ranges probably depending $1,000 to $1,200 for it to be installed. So cost comparison, you know.
Yeah, that's helpful to have that cost comparison. Looking at a significant savings if you just want, especially if you just are like, I want to run my 12 volt, you know, when I'm there out in the woods and I don't want to run my battery down overnight, you know, putting lights on or fans on. And also some people, you know, if they don't have the solar, they like hook it up to their tow vehicle to charge the battery, you know, like if they're out in the middle of nowhere, it's like and then you're like running your tow vehicle to charge it. Whereas with the solar panels, obviously you wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, like I've done it to myself, and I had to like use it to charge up my truck starting battery because I've left stereo on and it died. Right. But like I've used that, and the portable is a good way to charge it back up. Things like that. You can use it for other things just than your RV while you're out RVing if you've got boats and toys and things that you need charging to.
I'm also thinking it's super appealing if you have a tiny trailer and you might not want the weight of all the batteries and everything.
Yeah, like the teardrops and truck campers and those kind of guys that might be going places that are also not as well. I'm our way. I'm always thinking if I had a truck camper, I'd be deep in the woods, up the remote lakes and stuff, where there isn't always a lot of sun on the actual camper. You can put it out as far as you can in the sun, kind of thing, to get more power out of it. And they do work in tandem too. So if you start off with a portable system. And, you know, as your RVing style grows, like, you know, you may have I'd love to have a little tiny little trailer, but I've already got too far down with the kid route. But as we get bigger and you're using more power and you've got your draws and RVing style changes, you can at least add that to your rooftop system. And if your rooftop system keeps growing, you've always got the portable too, which is kind of nice.
Now, Mark, I haven't talked to you in a while about this, but do you have the pop-up camper? Are you camping with the kids? Where are we at in that process?
I'm still wavering. I have a friend who always lends me his. He's got a little Jayco trailer that I use, so I'm using that one. It may be outfitted with quite a bit of solar on it, so I use that while I can. But yeah, we're still wavering. I like the idea of the hard walls for the winter, but then I like the idea of the tent trailer for when we get out there.
So just own two RVs like we do.
Yeah, you have to own two. Yeah,
I'm the guy with two RVs on his front yard.
I still put the kids outside in a tent, but you know.
Wait, Mark, do you have four or
five?
Five. I thought so. That's what I was like. But that's so many.
You win. You beat us.
The 40-foot trailer yet? But
no, I know. Once you get over two kids, buying an RV becomes a little more complicated.
You should sell the installed kits for like one kid, two kids, three kids.
Yeah, throw out the wattage.
Sell it by the kid you have.
And sell it by the kid. I think that's a really good marketing strategy.
Idea.
For the future. All right, Mark, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I think that just kind of gave everybody a little bit better of an understanding of what the portable solar kits do, what the different options are, and also what the price range is. But I really do want to encourage everybody to go over to gpelectric.com/ebook. I really like that ebook. I don't feel like it talks over my head, but it doesn't talk down to me either. Like it really lays it all out and gives you pictures.
Solar has been for the aficionado for far too long. And my last question for you, Mark, is like, is this the moment solar goes mainstream? Because that's what it feels like to me, that within the next year, you know, or 2 years at the most, it's just going to be so much more common.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with you. It's definitely like we've been growing and growing and growing every year. And for what I see now, just with the, you know, just on the pre-wire side, we have one in three RVs being manufactured or working with us to pre-wire. But there's a lot more of them looking at solar, at least for standard for a few different models, say. But yeah, there's a lot more of it coming. And I definitely see it taken off right now, actually. So it become the, you know, what is it, 2020? You're going to see a lot more RVs out there with already coming with solar.
And if you don't own your RV yet and you're interested in solar, you want to get one that is pre-wired.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Mark, you made the comment really quickly, but you are talking about a lot of additional cost on the install. So don't get something that's not pre-wired and then go to get solar in a year.
Absolutely.
You know, that's not going to be a happy surprise for you.
And we pre-wire as well for the portables, and something we've always done, just so you guys know too, nothing with us is proprietary. We wanted to use all the industry standards for the rooftop connections as well as for the portables. So ours, and then the portables have a bunch of different adapters for different ones that are a proprietary connection. So you don't really need to go shopping for different styles. We have all the adapters with our kits.
All right, Mark. Well, we'll have you on the show again when we want to learn more about the next solar topic that we're questioning.
And happy almost Canada Day, right?
Is that almost? We're getting
almost,
close.
Yeah, July 1st.
We were in Canada last summer for Canada Day. It was awesome. Like, everyone is so much fun. It was just a wonderful moment for us to be.
They know how to
in
do
your
it.
Country for, yeah. for Canada Day. It was such a fun celebration.
Well, yeah, happy early 4th for you guys too.
All right. Yeah. Hopefully the sun will come out before then, because we've had a very, very wet spring and everybody feels like they're never going to camp again. So
and
we'll
it's
see.
Not good, and it's not good for the solar panels.
All right. Mark, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Thank you, Mark. Right, look forward to having you back on
right.
soon.
Bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.